Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Now, you know Steve Mays. And you know the Ted Smith from the men's room.
Oh, yeah.
What you may not know is these two lovable characters.
I love sausage.
They're like, you know, chocolate and peanut butter. When you put them together, you get the mega cast, right? Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, you didn't expect them to be together, but when you put them together, you go, hey, this is pretty good.
Sausages are fantastic.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's brilliance right there.
It's a good one this week. Actually, it ties in a little bit also with the Geek Nation crew. I know you guys had Ethan HD, pro wrestler, in town trying to save Destiny City Comics.
Yes.
On your podcast, you also joined us on the Megacast, talked a little bit different stuff. Obviously, we talked a little bit more wrestling, but
nice.
Also got the word out to help Ethan in his cause of saving Destiny City Comics, which is over in Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
All that information is at KISW.com.
The worlds collide, man. We've learned before, how many wrestlers love comics and comic book readers love wrestling.
Obsessed. Lots of wrestling. I mean, it's a live action version of a comic book.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good point. So check out the Megacast. That's where you're going to get to hear that great interview. And, of course, just the wit, the wisdom, the epiphanies that come from Steve and the Ted Smith together.
And we do push-ups.
And where do you get this? Radio.com, baby. That's where.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
Beat Migs.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. And it's time to turn down for Thursday.
Charge out for what?
Oh, yeah, Friday Junior, baby, and what a gorgeous day.
Oh, it looks beautiful
out
there.
It's chilly. I know it's chilly, but it's still gorgeous.
There was ice on my windshield this morning. I mean, I came in at 4 in the morning, but there's still ice there.
Yeah, I saw snow on cars the other day, like in Bellevue. It looked like snow, but it might have just been the hail, but I pulled in, and I'm like, this guy's got snow on his car.
Can we, so today's turn down for Thursday.
Yes.
So I'm on the Rev's Facebook page, and I noticed... Rev, are you wearing Crocs that say turn down on them?
My Crocs right now don't have turn down on them. I took them before, but I do. It's Croctober.
False advertising, man.
Yes.
Liar.
Yes, it's
You're a phony.
It's Croctober, so every day of this month, and you guys haven't noticed till now, I've been wearing Crocs.
Really?
To work. Yes.
Oh, God. Who wants you to? Why?
See, today I just have a little snakey on it right there.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, so snake guy.
Oh, so you can adjust them by putting like little letters
and things
into the holes?
Yeah, they have little charms and stuff that fit through the holes.
Oh, you didn't know that? You can add flair to your crocodiles.
Oh, you're flaring your crocs?
Not crocodiles.
Oh, sorry.
God, these are just
Oh, they're fantastic. You can go on Amazon and, I bought a whole bunch for real cheap. So I got a whole bunch of different letters.
You know why you got it cheap? Because they're...
Well, don't be mean about
it. So all month long, you're wearing your crocs?
Yes, and I'm putting different things on them.
Don't you wear your crocs in September?
No. I'll wear them around the house because they're comfortable some other things.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'll take them to the hotels with me whenever we're going out on vacation.
We got it. We get it. You wear Crocs.
All right, yes.
But here's the thing. Whatever happened to the days of Rocktober? Now we have Croctober? Really?
Yeah. I like it. Every day. There's an Instagram post.
Oh, every day. Can't wait.
All right. Well, let's get to our contestant today, all the way from Baghdad, Iraq.
Whoa.
We've got David. David, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, all right.
Well, that is awesome, David. Are you able to listen to our show at all out there, like via podcast or anyway?
We a little bit with internet when it's usable.
Oh, well, nice. That's cool. And, man, dude, well, we love you for serving out there, dude. Okay, yeah, because I wouldn't do it. Just letting you know that right now. You know, so I appreciate you being out there.
Well, me and the Boba Fez will come back and hang out in a few months.
Oh, Boba's out there with you, too?
It's me.
He's a great... Oh, it is you.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Geez. He's the guy who has the Boba Fett.
Oh, it's Fez.
Oh.
Boba Fez. Dude, this guy, we game with this guy a lot. His skills are ridiculous. Like, so, he can tell a liar a mile away. It's pretty amazing.
So you may be in for a contest here today.
I didn't recognize your voice, Boba. So good to hear from you, man.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
That's great talking to you.
Well, it's going to be a tough commute if he beats me because he has tickets to see The Who at T-Mobile Park on October 19th.
Ooh. Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Go to KISW.com for all the details if you want to see The Who at T-Mobile Park on October 19th. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
For those playing at home, David will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. David, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who played the title character in the 2008 film The Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
Mary Angelina Jolie. That's it.
Yes! What arachnid's bite can lead to Lyme disease?
Chicks.
Yes. What continent includes Iran?
Asia.
Yes.
Sort of me.
In 1965, the University of Florida invented what drink?
Gatorade.
Yes. In the comics, who is the owner of Snoopy?
Oh, Charlie Brown.
Yes. What is the name of Snoop Dogg's 1993 debut album?
Oh, The Chronic? No. Pass.
In which ocean is Fiji located?
Pacific.
Yes. What kind of animal is the Muppet Gonzo's girlfriend, Camilla?
Chicken.
Yes. On The Simpsons, who is Springfield Elementary's custodian?
Not Willie.
Full name?
You can't give him Willie?
Yeah, fine. Willie. Yeah, he's in Iraq. We'll give him the full name. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Damn, there you go, Boba. There you go.
Dude, I'm telling you. Also, I know that Steve's not going to get that one at all. So.
This connection is amazing because I wouldn't recognize his voice.
Really?
It's so weird, this connection.
I know you've gamed with him before.
Yeah, I'm listening to him. It's like, I almost like, geez, it doesn't sound like him. But, you know, that's just.
It's a long
Iraq
connection. Maybe the internet garbles it a little bit or the
battling
cell phone
from
connection.
Baghdad with Steve.
Ooh, I like that. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Who played the title character in the 2008 film The Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Boom.
What arachnid's bite can lead to Lyme disease?
Spider bite.
No.
Spider bite.
Tick.
Yes. What continent includes Iran?
Ooh, I'm going to go Africa.
No.
Yeah, Asia.
Yes.
Good job.
In 1965, the University of Florida invented what drink?
Oh, that, Gatorade.
Yes. Yay. In the comics, who is the owner of Snoopy?
Oh, that would be Charlie Brown.
Yes. What is the name of Snoop Dogg's 1993 debut album?
Doggy Style.
Yes. Wow. In which ocean is Fiji located?
Atlantic.
No.
Pacific.
Yes. What kind of animal is the Muppet Gonzo's girlfriend, Camilla?
What kind of Muppet?
What kind of animal is the Muppet Gonzo's girlfriend, Camilla?
She's a gorilla.
No.
She's a dog.
No.
Cat.
No. Mm. On The Simpsons, who is Springfield Elementary's custodian?
Flanders.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You lose 7-8.
Good job, Bubba.
Man, I fell apart at the end.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve's now a producer again.
Oh. Oh.
All right.
Cool. Go. Good joke.
There you go.
All right. Well,
obviously, you can't get
onions here that are happy.
Huh?
Huh? What's that, Bob?
Said I got a crowd of Washingtonians here that are very happy.
Ah, I got some help on that one.
Unfortunately, you can't use the prize, so I guess we'll have to give it to caller number 8. Is that what we're going to do? Or will you be... When's this
The 19th.
Can I give it to my brother and wife?
Oh.
Yeah.
Look
at PJ just trying to steal the prize from me.
I know, yeah. I just taking it away.
Oh,
yeah.
My brother would murder me if I didn't do that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I forgot you could give it to somebody. All right, well, we'll put you on the holder, brother, and then you can figure that out. Bob, good to hear from you, man. Wow, dude.
Yep.
Oh, hey, hold on a sec. What am I doing?
Oh.
Wow, almost forgot. Don't say, oh.
Almost forgot.
place is every day. Come on.
Woo! Yeah, buddy.
Two in a row.
Yeah. He knew that the animal that is Camilla, Gonzo's girlfriend, is a chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also knew that it was Willie, also better known as Groundskeeper Willie, was the custodian for The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And congratulations to David on beating Steve.
That's all you got to do is tie or beat Steve. That's how you get the prize, just like that. Well, Steve, there you go. There Baghdad beat you.
Baghdad. And someone said, Steve got your butt kicked from another country.
Yeah, how about that?
You love technology, man.
It is pretty cool. I still, like I said, though, I still, as I'm talking to him, I did not recognize his voice. It's just weird how it comes all the way from over there. I would never know it was that dude. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic.
We have a special guest for our Listeners on the Loose.
Oh, do we?
Just found out.
Oh, yeah?
We're en route.
Oh, cool.
Jane's Addiction drummer, Stephen Perkins.
Oh, he's going to be joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, and it is Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical.
We got a special edition of Listeners on the Loose today, though, BJ.
Oh, do we? What's going on?
We say it's National Hug a Drummer Day. What better day to bring in one of the greatest drummers of all time, one of my absolute favorites from Jane's Addiction, Porno for Pyros, many other great bands. Stephen Perkins is in studio with us.
Good morning, drummers and huggers and lovers.
It is a perfect day. I mean, there's just been a lot of kismet.
Loud.
Yeah, there's been a lot of kismet going on with the fact that, you know, Stephen's come in. He's mentioned some things. Turns out to people having birthdays. He just randomly talking about the person. It's drummer day where you're hugging drummers, and here Stephen decides to join us on this day. There's a lot of serendipity, brother.
And I brought some California sunshine.
Yes.
You did. A little bit with me on the plane, just in my bag. The dog smelled it, and then he let me go.
Yeah. I will tell you this, Stephen. This is the kind of weather that Seattle tricks you and makes you think, if it looks like this all the time, why wouldn't I want to live here? Yeah.
I was telling Eden, my son who came with us, don't worry if it's raining the whole time because that's what we're going to get. And we showed up. He's like, this isn't Seattle. This is what is this?
Oh, I think it's going to stay like this all weekend.
Now, listen, I brought you some breakfast.
Some redemption rye whiskey.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the breakfast right there, boys. You know what? Seriously.
You know, if you crack an egg in one of the glasses and have a drink, it's there's
Steven,
protein
in there. I want to say, I think, Steve, this might be the first ever.
That's awesome.
We've had a lot of dudes from the world of rock come into the show, but this is the first time that we've been actually given a real rock and roll gift from a rock guy, from a dude that's in the world of rock. We have never had anybody come in and give us a bottle of booze.
We had some down.
This is fantastic.
Pillows. We had some blankets. We said, you know what? Let's bring the booze.
Yeah. That is awesome. Thank you.
That looks fantastic. That's good stuff.
Now, my son, Eden, who's here, he's never had any coffee or whiskey or beer, of course.
Yeah, we're not giving him redemption rye whiskey to your son.
We had some wonderful.
So today's the day. Trifecta.
We're going to have a wonderful trip here in Seattle with the food and the music and the sights. And E, you want to say hi?
Hello, my name is Eden Perkins, and I'm just honored to be here today.
Oh my gosh, who trained this kid up? This kid's got amazing manners and also really articulate.
Wait, he said that all wrong. He said, I don't want to, wait, what?
Your kids don't ever say that.
No, my kids were never anywhere near that to have that kind of manner.
Okay, to go along with the whiskey.
Oh, look at this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy, he knows how to bribe me.
He brought no-name cakes in.
Oh,
yeah.
It's unbelievable, all the gifts we bring. So, because all the gifts that Seattle's given the world, we want to give back.
This is fantastic. Now, these guys are a local company that have now spread out, and they've got their pizza joints everywhere, and they do a lot of cool work for the community. But, you know, these Mod No Name Cakes, you know the ding-dongs from Hostess.
I love them.
If you love them.
Have you had one?
No. These are a fresh and much more amazing version of a ding-dong.
And it's funny because since, of course, Jane's Addiction and all that, one of your fellow bandmates, Dave Navarro, talked about how kicking Oreos was harder than kicking heroin.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you this. Kicking no-name cakes could be a real problem for me. I don't know if I want to turn you on to these because you may not stop.
It could be a problem.
Yeah.
You know, but once you start dipping anything into milk, it's fine.
It's like French food.
You know, who would eat a snail? But if you put enough butter and garlic on it, it tastes fine.
You know what? I hadn't thought about that before. But yeah, butter's a milk product. Okay. Yes. I think I'm going with this.
At first, I thought you were going to say dip it in the whiskey. I was like, I don't know, man. That might be a little much.
Hold on a second. That's not a bad idea.
Now, that's one of the great Lynyrd Skynyrd songs that never came out. Dip it in the whiskey.
So the reason now, Stephen is here for a lot of reasons. You know, he's hanging out in Seattle, doing a great father-son trip with his kid, Eden, which is, I think, fantastic. But, Steve, you got a little birthday celebration, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
And Stephen Perkins is going to be helping you with that.
Talk about the best way to celebrate a birthday party. Miggs Fest is a show that we do every year to celebrate my birthday. It's not at all self.
No. It's probably the most humble thing you do.
I don't know how that happened.
No, yeah. I have no idea, but I always say I like to take it easy for my birthday. Only throw this insane concert where you're going to be jumping on the drums with Peter DeStefano, also from Porno for Pyros.
That's right.
And Zach Malang from Supersonic Soul Pimps. And then you guys are going to be bringing up some friends as well, doing this insane jam performance, including Eden, your son, who's going to jump up on stage and perform.
That's right. Eden and I did a gig. Where were we, our first gig?
I forgot it was in
Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. We did a
great ski trip, and then at the end of the day, we went to a place called the Trap Bar and played Blitzkrieg Bop, and it gave him the itch. He's like, "What's next?" I said, "Well, let's go to Seattle. Yeah, let's go to Seattle and rock." Okay. You know,
and it's happening at Club Sir. My band's gonna be playing as well, which is Bruiser Brody, Wide Only in the Wreckage, Glenn Cannon and the Damage Done, Celia, Intisar. It's gonna be an insane and fun celebration of just music and good friends, and every year we've had them, there's always been a blast and great memories, and the fact that you're a part of it, and like I've said this before, and it's not just because you're in the room, if I put together a Mount Rushmore of drummers, you are 100% in that Mount Rushmore, man. Wow. That's you've changed the way I view drumming.
Thank you. Day
one, the first time I heard Jane's Addiction, the fact that we're going to be sharing a stage together is just, it doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm on.
Makes your perfect, son says
he's honored. I'm honored that you guys are here.
I was going to say Mount Rushmore drummers. Unfortunately, Stephen, he puts himself in that same Mount Rushmore. Yeah,
well, of course. Who's going to support you more than yourself?
Yeah, that's
right?
A good point, yeah.
I remember growing up and putting on a Rush record or Aerosmith or even Sly Stone and closing my eyes thinking, I'm actually in the band right now. And I would think, it's possible. You know, all you got to do is believe. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, you know, if you want to play music, and like you say, it doesn't make sense, it does make sense. We're in the same pool, you know. It's a shallow pool of musicians that love to play. The deep pool is the musicians that don't care. But the musicians that love it, it's shallow. And then we all hang out in the shallow end. And we can, you know, what's your idea?
My idea is that all musicians, no matter what instrument they play, are the same, unless they don't care about music.
Okay. Yeah. We're all level. And you know what I was thinking about?
The conversations you two must have while you're out on the road, oh, man, I hope you're recording these.
This is parenting goals for me now that I have a child on the way.
Well, I was telling him.
Father of the year. My dad didn't take me anywhere. Maybe like to a Dunkin' Donuts, and that was it. You're taking him to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and then the kid is just spitting philosophy.
Well, I told him 2 + 2 is always 4 in math, but in music and art, 2 + 2 can be anything.
Oh, here we go.
And that's where
that's
how we start.
Wow. You know what's Stephen, it is cool because a lot of artists whose parents didn't get it, it was so tough for that artist not realizing I'm an artist. It's not like there's anything. I'm not a 9-to-5er. Mm-hmm. How cool is it that, you know, Eden's got you that recognizes, okay, I don't see 9-to-5 here. I see art here.
Yeah, actually, you're right. And the other point is that when I go drop the kid off at school and I see all the parents, everyone's got a great conversation, but they want to know what's going on in my world because they love to know that the music and the art is still alive, you know, because everyone, like you said, is going to a 9-to-5. What do I do when I drop them off? I go back to my drum room and practice. Oh, actually, I don't practice. I play. There's a difference. When I was a kid, I used to practice. Now I just play drums. I don't know what to practice anymore. I just want to play.
Yeah. Wow, that's fantastic. And again, we're talking to Stephen Perkins and his son Eden, and of course he's going to be with Peter DeStefano. Both, of course, we're with Porno with Pyros. A lot of cool stuff. They're going to be doing Migs Fest, the third one, Migs Fest 3. Mm-hmm. And like you said, man, so many great bands, including your band Bruiser Brody, Glenn Cannon and Damage Done, and Wide Only in the Wreckage, Celia Intisar.
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 Yep.
Damn it! I almost had
so
it. close.
English. Saturday night, baby.
Yeah, so it's at Club Sur in Seattle, October 12th this Saturday. You want the tickets? You can get them at eventbrite.com. This is going to be a great celebration. And, you know, Stephen, I just love it when a dude has been on the planet as long as you. You've experienced what you've experienced, and you still got that artist's heart, because they say that you put the art first, everything else will come, as opposed to what the trappings that go along with people that want to get celebrity, and which goes along with the world of art. I love it when I see a dude that's like, you know, you've just kept that artist's heart, man. That's really heartening, man.
Thank you. You know, it feels good to break boundaries in the art world, and it's hard. You have to be brave. And Jackson Pollock was brave to throw the paint, because the day before he was using a brush. And everybody thought, oh, he's a painter. The next day he threw the paint. And everybody thought, no, he's crazy. Man. He's not crazy. He had to break ground. And then everyone's thinking, okay, there's a way to look at art in a different way. But what do you think?
I think that what type of art you do doesn't matter. Just as long as you have the same goal, to make people happy.
Ooh, I like that.
You play guitar to make people happy. You play drums to entertain people. You paint so people can look at it. You all have the same goal, no matter what you do.
Absolutely. Wow. And it's an expression, too.
This is Eden Perkins.
That really does sum up art.
Yeah. This is how old are you, Eden?
I am 9 3/4, going to be 10 in December.
Oh, man. Do you remember those days?
You know what? This Saturday is your birthday celebration, not mine anymore.
Oh, you know what? He brings me back. Remember the days we fractionized our age?
Exactly.
Oh, man. He's bringing me back. Yeah.
Now we try and keep it like, I'm barely 45. Yeah. I just turned.
Well, you know, I'm just 52 now. I turned 52 a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I think about it. My God, when I was 20, looking at a 52-year-old musician, I thought, what are they going to... How could they even be inspired still? But now I'm so inspired at 52. Everything I've done, but everything around us, technology, and obviously all the problems and all the answers kind of colliding at the same time. You know, the icebergs are melting, but someone else is thinking of a way to turn water back into ice. You know, the earth is melting, but someone's thinking about a way to kind of bring some fresh air back. And I think the younger generation, these brains and these thoughts and these ideas are going to save us. Music, art, and let's save the environment together.
All right. You know what? Listen, we're going to have a good time doing it.
And that's, yeah, exactly.
That's the other thing, too. You know, Stephen, we talk about it on the show a lot, where it's good to have a cause. It's good to basically want to, you know, fight for what you think is right. But have a good time. I see so many people that are sort of like in misery because I get it, you want to make a change. But if you live in misery while you're trying to make a change, what kind of life is that?
Yeah, and you know what? The memory is the only thing that puts time into perspective. If you think about the moment... The moment is now. And when you're on stage, or if you're an athlete, all you can do is be in the moment, because if you think about what just happened or what's next, you're going to miss it. You're going to blow it. So let's live in the moment and love each other. And you're right, let's plan for the future at the same time.
I hadn't really thought about that, Steve, because obviously, you're Steve.
Yes.
All right. So, and Stephen Perkins is who we're talking to with Eden Perkins, who's probably going to be president someday. I mean, I hope
got
so.
My vote.
Yeah, he's definitely got my vote. And you know what, Stephen? You're getting a lot of credit for how cool your kid is.
Oh, cheers.
There's probably another half somewhere that probably deserves some credit, too, the other part of biology. You know, but I mean, it's good that you get the credit.
Thank you. My wife's coming out Friday night to join us for the party, too, for Saturday.
Oh,
yeah. She's not going to miss it, no. Right. And one more idea from the little
one. Here we go.
People should say, no matter if they're, like, doing in a show, if they're doing a show and they're playing one band after, like, the third song, they should say, it's time for a change. I'm going to play another song from another band, from my own song. It doesn't really matter. If you're in a soccer game and you're losing, but you're using always the same play, then it's time for a change. Make another play, and then you'll surprise the opponent and win.
Interesting. So surprise your audience with different music, and surprise the opponent with different ideas. I like it. And surprise your partner with different romantic things.
Well, we're not going to give you any whiskey. We're not going to give you any coffee. But son, Pops is going to tell you.
Eden Perkins just got hired to be the Seattle Sounders coach.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so Eden, what song are you going to play with your Pops at Mix Fest this Saturday?
Well, I think I'm going to play Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
Awesome.
One, because they're from Seattle, is what Dad said. And two, because I've mastered that song over the weeks, and I really think it's time for me to play it.
He's put the work in. I'm telling you, he's put the work in. And I said, you know, this is a special place, and some of the greatest voices of rock and roll came from Seattle, and a lot of them are gone now.
Yeah, we came here to honor them.
That's right. And if you think about the voice of Seattle, and you can't silence rock and roll. You can't silence the music, but you can lose the physical side, mm-hmm. and we're missing a lot of the greats.
You can lose the passion in it, but you can't lose it.
Oh, cool.
Man. Well, that's, you know, that's a nice little advice for us elderly folks, if you will. Elderly is probably the wrong word, but us, exactly. us folks getting closer to that where sometimes the passion wanes as the years go by.
Absolutely.
But if you remember, you still got it in you, that's...
I'm Ooh. Thinking about this.
Are you sure this is like, you know, who is this kid? I mean, Eaton, my gosh. So it
says, if you guys have a podcast, I would listen and subscribe.
Oh, cool. That's a good idea.
The Perkins talking about podcast.
That. So when we get on stage, it's for everybody that's missing in action. But, of course, Andrew Wood and Layne Staley,
yep.
Kurt Cobain and Chris Cornell. And, of course, even all the other cats that we don't even know that are great talents that somehow got swallowed by the...
Before I get on stage...
Whatever you want to...
Before I get on stage, I feel excited. But when I get there, I think that I'm a little nervous because I know all the people are ready to hear my music. And and I'm just proud that I'm on the stage.
I'm proud to do it with
wow,
you.
Wow. 9 years old, man. And this is, of course, that's Eden Perkins along with his dad, Stephen Perkins.
Howdy.
And we are having great conversations with them. They are going to be with Steve Migfest 3.
Mm-hmm. This Saturday over at Club Sur.
Oh,
here in Seattle, get tickets at eventbrite.com. It's going to be a party.
Yeah, along with Peter DiStefano and a lot of great bands. It is going to be a party. Tickets and info at eventbrite.com. Celebrate Steve's birthday the right way. More with Stephen Perkins, more with Eden Perkins, more with Steve Migs. We will do that at 9:33-ish. Well, probably 9:35-ish. On the
I
rock.
Like that song.
Bye, guys.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. And our very, very special guest, and that is Stephen Perkins and his son, Eden Perkins, all yep. here because of Steve's birthday.
That's right. Migs Fest is happening this Saturday at Club SUR, Club Sur. I'd love to talk a little bit, just because we're listening to Jane's Addiction, Being Caught Stealing, yes. which obviously Stephen plays drums in Jane's Addiction. And you were telling us a fun story off the air about an experience you had with a fellow musician.
Yeah, the great bass player Billy Sheehan, we had a session where we redid Caught Stealing with a steel drum group, Pans, 50 mm-hmm. Pans. And as me and Billy were working out the rhythm section parts, he looked at me and goes, "This isn't rock and roll. This is jazz, man. You guys are a jazz band that likes to play loud."
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because me and Navarro loved jazz growing up. Coltrane and Miles and Dizzy. And there was just, you know, if you think about the conversation that jazz musicians were able to have with each other. And then Motown was more about the anchor and the pocket, and there wasn't much conversation. It was just keeping mm-hmm. their butts moving. And then the Beatles and the Stones put it together, you know. And then you think about the drummer from Sabbath, Cream, Ginger Baker, we just
yeah,
lost
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Bonham, they're all swing drummers, you know, and there's a lot of jazz. So me and Navarro loved that. So when Jane started, there really was that sense of the jazz conversation. And then, of course, the brilliant bass playing from Eric Avery.
Yeah.
He just was so repetitive. I never heard a bass player like that, because most of the bass playing I grew up with, you know, John Paul Jones from Zeppelin, a lot of jamming and whistle,
mm-hmm.
a lot of, you know, movement. But when you think about what James would do, over and over. And
it was like so stoic and just so strong. Like, do you think that bass line in Mountain Song, voodoo, yeah. and even the bass line in 3 Days, where you're just
absolutely.
Like... You're just like, okay, you got me. Hooked right from the get-go.
Yeah, and there was a sense that he had that covered so me and Navarro can get jazzy. And then, like we were talking the other day, Perry had these poems mm-hmm. and beautiful, strange words.
Talk about four just unique musicians that put together and made such an insane sound that was Jane's Addiction.
Thank you. Absolutely. We all had different record collections. We had different friends. We dressed differently. We didn't really belong together.
Right.
And that's what made it great.
Yes.
It really did. And I loved Allman Brothers and Grateful Dead. And the bass player loved Bauhaus and Joy Division. And the singer loved James Brown and Sly Stone. And Navarro was a psychedelic master of guitar. And there's the sound.
Yeah, what'd you call him on our podcast, on the Migscast? You said you've heard of him as the psychedelic Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was
yeah.
like, man, never yeah. really pictured it that way, but you're 100% dead on with that.
The chops, but more drugs.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think I got an idea over here. What do you got?
All right, I have two things to say. One, I think that since Jane's Addiction was one of the first bands to have a bass player that repeatedly plays the same tune. I know it might be wrong, but I think they might have inspired other bands to do it too. Because from after Jane's Addiction, I've heard a lot of other songs from other bands repeatedly play the same thing on their bass.
Absolutely. I think we've influenced a lot of musicians.
And the second thing is I just love music and I love it.
Awesome. That's cool.
Nice. What's your favorite Jane's Addiction song?
My favorite Jane's Addiction song? I don't know. I don't know that many, but I just like hate...
Remember, Jane says you were learning.
Jane says, I think, is my favorite so far because the guitar and the bass is kind of the same. And then suddenly it switches to a little chorus. And then suddenly switches back and then back to a chorus. Yeah. And I just like the lyrics, too. And
oh, we the love rhythm, the lyrics.
The rhythm's cool. And Jane says seems to be my favorite. And this is Eden and Perkins again.
Oh, man. This is, that's Stephen Perkins' son, Eden. They are doing the ultimate father-son trip, which is warming my heart to just because you think, I mean, Stephen, these memories, for you, obviously, but for him is just like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about great moments. I think it's just, it hits me in all the feels is basically where it's getting me. Yeah.
I'm happy you said that. I love the fact that I got all this craziness out of the way in my 20s and 30s and 40s, and I'm 52 now, and I have the understanding of what it takes to have that patience and, you know, to take the time. And it's not sacrifice, but I'm lucky I don't have the 9-to-5.
Well,
I can hang.
You know what it is, and this is an interesting thing, because back in the day when they say it takes a village, the dad was never really the one that hung out with the kids. It was the grandfather.
That's true.
So yeah. And they were older. And so it makes sense that now if you're an older parent, you've got that same chill vibe that you're not like out of your mind like when some of the young dads were.
Absolutely.
So it's a beautiful thing that there are some people deciding, you know what, especially dudes, I'm going to wait a little longer. I think it's better for the kid since you've got to interact with the kid.
Absolutely. And you know, the fun I had on tour and all the great stuff the band did, I don't know if I would be a present dad at that time.
Really
hard.
And that would be probably the best thing you could be, is a not present dad, as opposed to even the worst thing you could be, you know,
it's
from
true.
Those days.
It's true.
So I think it's awesome. And
Thank you. You
look fantastic, by the way, Stephen. Seriously, all the stuff, and we were watching videos recently, and we were just like, all the stuff that was going on, the fact that you're breathing and look as good as you do, dude. I mean, you know, that good on you.
Well, you know, Steve, like the drummer is an athlete, and if you want to be a great athlete, you got to take care of your body.
Oh, that's an interesting point, yeah.
And I think the singer and the drummer, they suffer the most if the body suffers.
Yep.
A guitar player, a bass player can still get the tone with the amp and the pedal, even if he's not feeling good, he can still get the...
We saw
the
that.
Drummer can't do it.
You need that endurance.
Otherwise,
like 3 songs in, you're like, you know what, guys, how about you do a couple of solo acoustic songs? I got to take a break.
I got a drum machine. I can press go. Now, that was the thing with AI nowadays and everything being... The competition between people and computer, I felt that in the late 70s and early 80s when my favorite bands were getting rid of drummers and they're using machines.
Mm.
And I thought, this is bad news because I'm replaceable. And I started getting into, I love new wave music, but the beats were mechanical. So then I found new wave bands that had real drummers, B-52s, Terry Bozzio with Missing Persons, Cars. There was a hybrid of new wave and real drumming, and that still turned me on. Of course, Depeche Mode and New Order and Thomas Dolby, Howard Jones. Those are great tunes, but it's a machine playing drums, and I couldn't get into that as much. And now I can go back and listen to those tones and love it. But the AI now, taking people's jobs, I know what that feels like.
See, Steve, you're right to be afraid of machines. You're right.
I've been telling them, man, we're all embracing the robots, and at some point, it's not going to be a good thing. So we need to stop being so happy about all these robots joining us and existing around us.
We got to get Will Smith out here quick to stop that from happening.
Yesterday, we played the audio of Peter DeStefano, who we interviewed on the Mixcast. We played the clip of him talking about the Woodstock 94 experience.
Yeah.
And then we went back, we were watching the video, and we're just like, as a kid, I watched that, and I was like, I had no idea all this stuff is going on behind the scenes with Peter and all the stuff that was leading up to it. Because the performances with that you guys did with Porno for Pyros was just next level, and it was so great. To hear that was not there at all, like in a
he could have started a pharmaceutical company with what was in his system
and closed one.
Yeah. I would love to know your experience of that. Like, damn, just
absolutely. But one more thought from Eden.
Okay.
Well, deep thoughts. I know other adults don't really get to experience moments with their parents when they are kids like this, and I'm just happy to be here and that my dad thought of bringing me to these places, because now I can have happy memories from when I grow up.
Absolutely.
How does he have this? His awareness is ridiculous.
It surprises me constantly.
I mean, honestly, there are people that will spend a lot of money at seminars hoping that Tony Robbins can bring him to half the level of awareness that he's
got.
I have no idea what happened, because it's just me.
That's you. 100%.
This is my thought, and this is what I
want to
share.
Man, it's just so, this is awesome.
One texter says Eden's more profound in 20 minutes than you guys have been in 20 years.
It's true. I wish I could disagree with that statement, but I can't.
All right, so let's go back to Woodstock 94. Okay. Share your experience, because some people didn't hear Peter's, and I would love to have that told.
Well, what I remember is I flew my mom and dad and my sister out, and we had 3 days in New York City shopping and eating and partying.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the whole time I'm wondering, where is my band?
Oh my God.
I'm here in New York City and the show's in a day. Now it's in 8 hours. Now it's in 4 hours. I can't find my band. But everyone assured me they'll be there, and there's helicopters and, you know, even kayaks will get you up the Hudson if you have to. But I remember seeing Dave Navarro was in the Chili Peppers, and I hadn't seen him for a year or two. So it was my sister, my mom and dad, and Dave. It was a family affair. And then I looked to the side and there's my band. I was like, oh boy. This is going to be a wonder. This is going to be a great show, because they had us go on after Allman Brothers and before Bob Dylan, which is a strange sandwich.
Yes, yes.
And we brought the Fire Breathers and the Clowns and the dancers, and but we didn't bring the singer. Where is our singer? He did show up moments before, and I just remember having a wonderful in the moment experience with 500,000 people, my parents and Dave and my sister, and always looking at my band wondering, are we going to get through this? Mm-hmm. But like you said, looking at the performance, it was real. It was a real Porno for Pyros performance.
I mean, I highly encourage anyone to go back and watch that. It's on YouTube. It's out there. There's just an energy that you guys had in the performances. I mean, that makes sense. So, like, you held down the fort. Like, you know, and then on top of them, they could add all those layers, because you were the pocket. You were the quarterback in that situation.
I always had that feeling, like, you know, like that athlete, you know, if you're in good shape, you can get it done. Nothing's going to bother you. And you know what? Also, my wife, Cindy, was at the show. I didn't know her yet. She was there in the audience. She was there for the whole weekend.
Whoa.
I hadn't met her yet. So
that's trippy.
A lot of love in that.
And the clown didn't scare her off.
Exactly.
Whoa. All right, we're last words from Eden, because I think we're gonna wrap it up. Stephen Perkins and Eden Perkins, who is our resident philosopher.
And first of all, I want to thank you guys for having me, and Tavis for bringing this whole thing together.
Appreciate it.
And it's been a great morning, and I can't wait to get to my no-name cake and I'll get to the redemption later.
Yeah.
We'll drink a lot of that on Saturday.
Okay. When you play a rock, jazz, or even a hip-hop show, you can't just play the music. You have to feel it. You have to have an energy. If you just play it, play it on your guitar, not really caring what people think, then you're not playing a rock, jazz, or even hip-hop. You're not playing it. You're reciting it. If you want to play the show, you have to have feeling. You have to be happy. You have to be sad. Whatever the thing is, whatever the vibe is, you have to play the show like you're supposed to play it, not just recite it.
Yeah.
If you just play the chords in whatever order you want, or the same order even, that's reciting a show. If you want to play the show, you actually have to have feeling.
Well, I'm going to show you some Nirvana footage, and you're going to see feeling.
Like,
you could.
If you need to play an E chord, dun-dun, you can't just do dun-dun. You have to actually have feeling. Dun-dun. You have to have feeling when you play.
I'm not sure he's an artist.
The more feeling you have in a show with a band, the more feeling more people have, then the better the show. I don't really care what they dress up as. I don't care how good they play. I just care about the feeling.
Gnarly. There we go. I love it.
Eden Perkins, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Man, I love that this kid's amazing.
He's going to give us a pep talk right before Migs Fest this on Saturday to get us all ready to
run. By the way, this is what we got to do.
That was,
let's go.
That last bit, by the way, was, I mean, life, holy cow, could you live that way? All right, we have an important question that has to be answered, and that is, what do Ryan Castle and bagpipes have in common? Find out 9051. Again, eventbrite.com. Get your tickets for MIGFest 3. It's going to be awesome this Saturday.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and bagpipes have in common?
They smell like scotch.
Yeah.
Delicious scotch.
Yeah.
Scotch. Someone says both have no panties.
Oh.
I don't know that. A lot of squeezing and blowing.
Yeah.
And they're both full of air.
Oh, I get it, because the kilt wearers wear the play the bagpipes. I was like, my brain was like, where, what?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, a guy in Scotland did a bungee jump while playing bagpipes. Haven't heard that before. And he kept on playing as he bounced up and down from the bottom on that. No?
Have the audio?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or not. Maybe we don't have the audio.
There we go.
Never mind. Yeah.
There he goes.
Pretty sure that's it's A Long Way to the Top by AC/DC.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was a new Korn single.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Chutes and Ladders.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens.
All right.
Ryan Castle, he's up next.
Good talk.
I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Thanks for joining our TED Talk.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
What is something you got rid of years ago that you wish you kept?
My dignity.
Your dignity. Now, some of the cool ones that were on here. One person on Reddit said, my old hard drive that I accidentally wiped the entire part that I had like 10 plus years of my artwork saved on it. Oh, that's
my artwork. He means his adult films and movies.
Oh,
girlfriends.
Oh, that artwork. Yes. Yeah, that's really a tragedy.
I'm calling art.
Yeah, that's a tragedy.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.